This is the Seabed Daily Text, the second half challenge, waking up to the ultimate reality. Galatians 2, 20 and 21. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the word of the Lord. Now consider this. The gospel is a comprehensive, totalizing reality. It impacts every aspect of our lives, every molecule of our bodies, every relationship, our thoughts, emotions, dreams, hopes, and loves. Indeed, 100% and more. When the text says, the life I now live in the body, that's what it means. One of our biggest errors is considering the gospel primarily as a spiritual matter, or compartmentalizing it as the religious part of our lives. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "If Christ is not all to you, he is nothing to you. He will never go into partnership as a part savior of men. If he be something, he must be everything, and if he be not everything, he is nothing to you." Sounds familiar, doesn't it? The old has gone. Behold, the new has come. I no longer live. Christ lives in me. What keeps many people from going all in is they think there's something else either they have to do or that God has yet to do in order for them to get there. Are you a Christian? A person of the way, as they used to call us? A little Christ, as Martin Luther put it? Then you are already all in. You're just asleep. It's why our core text at Seedbed is this one. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Will he shine because we wake and rise up? No, he is already shining. He is reigning over the universe, the multiverse, the whole cosmos, and he is right here, right now. We grew up praying at bedtime, if I should die before I wake. Here's a better prayer. If I should wake before I die. A reader wrote me yesterday, Bob Cassidy, with this incisive word about Galatians 2, 20 and 21, which you will remember says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I have been crucified, really stands out for me in this text. It, I believe, is what happened to me when I believed and became a new creature in Christ. Have been is obviously past tense. It isn't something that will occur for Paul or us, but actually has. Our part is waking up to this reality. Not in asking that we become crucified. For years, I thought crucified with Christ was an ongoing crucible I had to endure until it finally happened. But it did happen. It is finished. Jesus finished it. The second half of the gospel is entering into the mystery of Christ in us, the hope of glory. As the first half proclaims what Christ did for us, The second half rests in what Christ does in us. The old self died at Calvary. We just need to wake up and see we are resurrected in Him. Henceforth, we shall call this Bob's Declaration. Thanks, Bob. Enough said. The prayer. Father, you have done it. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have done it all. It is finished. Come, Holy Spirit, and awaken me to the depths of my being. I am ready for the ultimate reality. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, how do you relate to Bob's declaration? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.